In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was younger, I think I was like most kids, where I wanted things. I wanted things. And my parents, in their wisdom, gave me some things out of love and refused other requests out of, again, wisdom. And other times, they challenged me. I told my father one time I wanted to buy something. I wanted him to buy it for me. And my father told me if I really wanted it, I would have to come up with a plan to earn the money for it, to put in the time and the energy necessary to see that plan through. And of course, being a kid, I tried to take some shortcuts. But any shortcut I took meant I just had to do it over. And it was longer and took even more effort. And I have to tell you, I wasn't thrilled about the idea of giving up my Saturdays to mow lawns. This was my plan. It only took me a few years. So I wasn't thrilled with this idea. I wanted to go hang out with my friends. I wanted to sleep in. I wanted to do all these things. But while I was mowing lawns, there was an excitement at working towards my goal and the hope that one day I would raise enough money to be able to purchase that thing that I desired. And in challenging me in this way, my father wanted really two things for me. One was to make sure that it was not just some fleeting desire that I would become disinterested in as soon as I got it. And the other is he wanted to teach me a sense of toughness, a follow-through, to put in the effort for that thing that I desired. In the gospel today, we see a pious young man who desires salvation. And he asks the question to Christ, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" This is a good question. And a sincere desire. This man had observed the commandments from his youth, as he says, and so he was pious. And the fathers of the church tell us that we are co-workers with God for our salvation. That his grace and strength, together with our desire and our efforts, our actions, are what accomplish salvation for us. And so this man in the gospel today, he had this desire, and certainly God's grace and strength were there to allow him to keep the commandments. But there was one area that he was unwilling to make that effort. And though he had observed the commandments from his youth, he still knew one thing was missing. And Christ identifies his attachment to possessions as that one thing, and he became sad. He was unwilling to put in the effort to overcome his love of possessions. And are we not similar to this man? Being willing to serve Christ in perhaps these ways and give up these things, but not this. This is mine. Not my Saturday night to come to church. Not certain food or drink or other comforts during fasting periods. I'm unwilling to give up my pride to admit that I'm not perfect and need God's forgiveness and grace in the sacrament of confession. And certainly, I shouldn't give up my will to follow the guidance of the church. Are we all that dissimilar from this man? And yet Christ calls each of us to himself more and more completely each day, to commit ourselves, each other, and our whole life unto Christ our God, as we pray over and over again in the litanies of the church, to hold nothing back and to be held back by nothing, and to inherit his eternal kingdom. Today, these two beautiful souls, John and David, Chris and Zion, have been united to Christ in a death like his, so that they may also be raised up with him. They have been made co-heirs of Christ together with us. And as heirs, we all are expected to act as children of the Father, to faithfully follow that path of salvation set before us if we are to receive that promised inheritance. For this reason, God gave the law to Moses as a guide to his people until the Savior came. And we now have also Christ's teaching and perfect example, witnessed by the apostles and maintained in his holy church. We lack nothing in our knowledge, and God's grace with us to inherit his kingdom. The only hindrance, perhaps, is my will to follow through and walk that path of salvation. Am I willing to walk that path of salvation? We read in the epistle today that St. Paul begs each of us to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, according to our hope in one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. We also have this encouragement from St. John Popovich. Give up everything for Christ, and do not give up Christ for anything. Let us continue in these virtues of this young man in the gospel, desiring perfection, acknowledging Christ as the good teacher, and following his commandments each day of our lives. And yet, let us also do that which he did not, follow through by whittling away at those imperfect things in us that we have withheld from God, so that our desire to follow Christ and to be perfected in his grace, and that we might receive that inheritance of eternal life that God has promised to us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.